All right, we're in for an interesting one this weekend. The Redskins going up against the Los Angeles Rams in Los Angeles, where LA has just put out, just defeated the Colts last week, 46-9. So 1-0 Rams versus an 0-1 Washington, led by Sean McVay. Let's get into all the details here as we are joined by Larry Michael, the voice of the Washington Redskins. Larry, McVay, having been the offensive coordinator for the Redskins for the last three seasons, is going to know a lot about this offense, especially Kirk Cousins. The Redskins have an uphill battle here, don't they?
Well, yes, they do, and that's kind of been an underlying conversation all week, Vince. And conversely, you know, the Redskins know a lot of McVay because his mentor has been Jay Gruden over the last few years. So it's an odd set of circumstances. In fact, the defensive coordinator for the Rams, Wade Phillips' son, is on the Redskins staff, Wes Phillips, the tight ends coach. So there's a lot of connections with these two teams. And it's the first time the Redskins have played in Los Angeles since 1994. It's been a long time since the team's been out there. And the opening game for the Rams was very impressive, and the Redskins didn't win. So I think you could say the stakes are raised a little bit this week.
UPI predicts a close game, 24-20, but they still pick the Rams. Are they right?
Of course not, Mary. Come on, you know me better than that. You know, 2 points, they're a home team, and the facts are they won impressively last week, and the Redskins didn't. So I think that therein lies that prediction, but you never know what's going to happen. Second game, I expect a major step up by the Redskins, especially up front on the offensive line. I think those guys are a proud group, and I think they obviously had part in that offense not getting it done last week. So, but you know, the Rams defense was outstanding. They held Indianapolis 0-for-10 on third down last week. So, and again, these two teams know each other's coaches very well, but as our coach has pointed out, you know, they will not be wearing pads on Sunday. It's the players are going to be out there. So we're looking forward to it. Haven't been to L.A. in a while, and the Redskins need a win, that's for sure.
Larry, over the last week since last Sunday, have you seen any indicators of like sort of what's going on in the team with the Redskins and that give you sort of glimmers of hope of their progress here?
Well, yeah, I mean, the reality, Vince, is one game, it was disappointing, but it's one of 16. And so
yes,
each week you have an opportunity to get better. And for this team, I think they're a confident bunch. They obviously think they're a pretty good football team, and their defense last week was certainly a positive, I think, compared to previous years, a real aggressive defense. If they could have held on to a couple interceptions, the results might have been different, but that's what you say when you don't win. So I think I would be shocked if the Redskins didn't play very, very well on Sunday. I know it's a long trip. We're going out a day early, going out today, to kind of acclimate a little bit, but I'd be shocked if the Redskins didn't play well.
And you said that, you know, it's all about the offense. It has always been about the offense for the Redskins all season. Does this lie on Kirk Cousins? Is this how they're going to be able to get past the defense of the Rams?
Of course. He's the trigger man, and he was less than good last week. He's got a lot going on, though. His wife's expecting almost any day. And I think there's a lot on his mind. I think people overlook that somewhat. But, yes, absolutely. And the interception he threw at the end of the game last week certainly is the one that sticks in his craw and was a game changer. The whole game turned on that play. So I think he's got a lot to prove, and he'd like to go out there and show his old OC that he's a pretty good quarterback himself. All this action, by the way, is unfolding on WMAL on Sunday afternoon.
That's right. At 4:25, right, we got that game, and so you'll be able to check it out. Thank you, and hopefully Kirk Cousins can deliver a birthday present to that newborn and a win against the Rams. Larry Michael,
there
the voice of the Redskins. Thanks very much, sir.